So think of this. In a way, this earlier statement, it sounds like he's saying, talking about the manifestation of the hierarchy the way everybody expects it. They're going to incarnate individually and show up and mingle with us. But you need to read his words very carefully. Let me read it again. The hierarchy which will eventually, under its head, the Christ, will function openly and visibly on earth. Now, then he says they will incarnate in group formation. So the fact that they will be, their work will be visible, we'll be able to see their work, doesn't mean that they're going to incarnate as individual entities. Okay? But if they incarnate in a group, and that group does things that are visible for people to see, then this will be fulfilled where it says they will function openly and visibly on the earth. And when this happens, the purpose of the divine will and the plan which will implement it will be better understood. But when the hierarchy incarnates, I'll read this again, and for the first time since Atlantean days, it is, however, a group incarnation. And not the incarnation of individual members.
Well, does that mean that the group or the whole hierarchy will incarnate?
No, not the whole hierarchy.
Okay, this is how I think it's going to happen with the molecule. It's when the molecule is created, it will be a medium for the hierarchy to incarnate into. So they can incarnate into, it will provide an access for them, a link between heaven and earth, so to speak. The molecule itself will be a composite group life that is greater than any one of us. But in this composite group life, it will share its mind with the spiritual hierarchy, and they can access it, and they will be able to talk and communicate with anyone that's a member of that particular molecule. And then when a second molecule is created, then their consciousness will extend to that. And a third, it will extend to that, and so on.
You keep saying that they will incarnate into the group, but it's more of an overshadowing or a, right? Not necessarily an incarnation or...
Well, it's more intense than a typical overshadowing would be. Well, for instance, DK tells us that during World War II, the Christ overshadowed the Allies like Churchill and FDR and inspired them in certain directions. This is more like an actual incarnation. Well, except it's an incarnation where they can come and go.
When you think of the word itself, incarnate, carne is meat, typically, literally, in the meat.
Okay.
And, well, Joe, which I'll explain a little bit tomorrow, humanity has to take the first step. Based on our collective intelligence, our knowledge, and the next step that we see to take, which is what we're creating in the molecular order. But we have to take a step so that the hierarchy sees our activity. Otherwise, you know, they can't come down and do our work for us. So we're required to do a certain amount of labor that they can acknowledge, and then they will work with that group. Behind the scenes and openly. And then they'll be able to create that link. But if we don't do anything, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, and some people wonder, well, how come we don't have a whole bunch of miracles and stuff so we can gather a lot of people? But the trouble is, strong impression I've got on all this is that the hierarchy has calculated that they helped too much in the past. It's like if you try to help a caterpillar break out of its cocoon, it will die. If you try to help a chicken break out of its egg, it will die. That needs the struggle to survive. And the temptation for a higher life with a lower life is always to help too much. And look at what happened with all the miracles that Jesus did. After he was crucified, there was only 120. The people that were gathered were just you know, pretty much astral people. And then in the days of Joseph Smith, he gathered a lot of people. They had the miracle of the Book of Mormon, and they had a number of miracles surface that really impressed people, but it didn't gather the highest quality, and about half of the people that were close to him near the end of his life wanted to kill him. And even it appears people wanted to kill him that I thought were his best friends. There's a video out called Who Killed Joseph Smith that indicates strongly that many of the apostles who we revere were actually in on it. And it's very interesting. Has anyone seen that movie? Boy, that's a disturbing movie to watch for those that revere John Taylor or Willard Richards and different people like that of the Mormon past.
So, JJ, just so that I'm clear, I've always thought, in my head, I've always thought that when the molecule forms, the Christ will kind of overshadow the group.
Yeah.
And now you're saying that there's 13 masters that are with him that are also coming?
That's just the beginning of the access. The Christ will initiate the link between heaven and earth. He has to initiate it. Okay.
But if there's 13 of them and 13 of us, then...
24.
Thank you. There are 24 of us and 13 of them, but they're of one mind.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, and you got to look at the molecule. When the molecule is created, it's one living entity. So it's these 13 or maybe even 49 masters will have access to that one entity, which we call the molecule. And existing in the life of the molecule will be us and the masters all at the same time.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And but the Christ will initiate it all.
Yeah.
And he'll initiate it with an overshadowing or a divine possession and link heaven and earth when we are ready. But my gut feeling on this is that they are not helping us very much because we have to do it on our own. If we can do it on our own and be prepared and then reach a state to where the molecule can be created, then it will be a solid thing, and you won't have a bunch of Judases in there trying to destroy it. They will be people that have gone through the fire and have proven themselves and will be reliable pillars in the temple of God, so to speak. Okay, any comments on that subject?
Just that you have to have a certain number of members of the human kingdom reaching up before the kingdom of God can reach down.
Yeah, to create a certain type of molecule. Now remember, there will be molecules of 24 and then 7 and 48, 96, 144, 144,000. There's all kinds of different spiritual life forms that will be created after this first one.
The first one has to be 24, though. I can't start with a 7.
We may have some interesting things happen, some good spiritual connections before we reach the 24. We had an interesting connection with the three ladies. 3 and 7, 12 and 24 are all magical numbers. So when we get to the 24, that's the ultimate goal of 24 that are able to have soul contact all at one moment. To reach that, the person has to have pure intent, has to be willing to follow the Spirit and receive the Spirit and have no grievances toward anybody in the group. And so anyway...
Just really quickly,
yeah.
Is there any correspondence in the three witnesses of the Book of Mormon and then the additional witnesses of the Book of Mormon? Because there were three in them initially, and then I don't remember how many.
Eight.
And 12. No, wasn't there 12 additional?
Yeah.
8? 3 and 8. 3 and 8, and with Joseph Smith out at 12. So, yeah, there's the number 12 and 7 and 3 that keeps showing up again and again. Yeah. Yeah, 2 witnesses is pretty powerful. 3 witnesses is extra powerful. But that's the one thing that critics of Joseph Smith have a hard time surmounting, is all those witnesses of the plates. It was pretty potent that something happened there.
They've been saying that there were more witnesses for the plates than Jesus' resurrection. So that they've been saying that on podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, like there was a very famous atheist who came out in like what was his name? Very famous atheist who said there was a Christian guy who asked him, says, if you could join any church affiliation, which one would you join as an atheist, you know, that has the most kind of concentrate of what Jesus Christ was trying to do? And he said the Mormon church, and it shocked that Christian guy. And then he said, yeah, there's more witnesses on the Book of Mormon than there are the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and also the writings we have about the resurrection are disputed as being legitimate too. So, whereas the writings in 1830 and thereabouts were actually written by real people that we know really existed. Okay, any other comments on that?